إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى, we are here in this beautiful place and in your beautiful country. It's always a great pleasure to be here for me. And Cape Town is one of my favorite places, although at this time of the morning it is not one of the favorite places. It's extremely cold and windy, alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in a place which is warm and safe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless your country, to keep it safe, and to protect it from all forms of fitan. My brothers and sisters, there are two ways of leading anyone. One is to give them a map and then let them interpret the map according to their understanding. But obviously, it's not to say that that way will always fail. It won't fail always. But there is a margin of error, and depending on the people that, or the person that map has been given to, that margin of error can be very substantial. And if the person cannot interpret that map, then the chances of going off in some false direction are very high. But there is another way of guiding, and that way is to send somebody who knows the way and to say to the people, follow him, because he knows the way. Now that is a completely foolproof way of guiding anyone, because you can't go wrong. The person who you are following knows where he is going. He knows the way. So as long as you follow that person, you cannot go wrong. And obviously, what is also meant and what is also understood is that if you don't follow that person, then quite clearly you will go wrong. If you are interpreting a map, until you reach the final destination, maybe people cannot say whether you are on the right path or not, because we don't know what you have interpreted and how you have interpreted it. Maybe you are right, who knows? But if you are following somebody who knows the way, and that person is going in one direction, and somebody says, well, I won't go like this, I will go in another way, then obviously the person is wrong. So the method of guiding by sending a person who knows the way is not only a foolproof method of guiding, but in itself, it is a criterion of judging whether you are on the right path or not. For yourself, for the followers, that method is by itself a criterion to see whether you are on the right path or not. Because it's very simple. If you are following the one who knows the way, you are on the right path. And if you are going in some other direction, you are not on the right path. It's as simple as that. And that is why to have such a guide is the greatest ni'mah, it is the greatest blessing, it is the greatest gift, it is the greatest strength, it is the greatest resource that people who do not know the way they can possibly have. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Nabi a ni'mah, because he is the one who guides. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وسلم في ذاته في نفسه in himself is a ni'mah. But he's in Niyama because he is the guide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the mu'mineen. He has given them this great ni'mah. He has given them this great blessing, this great gift. Min Allah ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That he caused for his Nabi to be raised from among them. So it's a ni'mah in two ways. One is it's a ni'mah in the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a guide. And second one is that he is a ni'mah because he is from human beings. He's a human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the human race by raising from within it his messenger and his Nabi and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent Jibreel alayhi salam to guide. Allah could have sent anybody. Allah could have sent a makhluk, a creature who is not a human. But Allah did not do that. He honored human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned mu'mineen specifically, so therefore he honored the believers. And Allah mentioned very clearly what are the things that he sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Recite for them the ayat which have been revealed to you. Which means inform. I have four words for each of these things. So the first word is inform. Wa yuzakkihim. And purify them. So second word is prepare. Inform, prepare. Wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab. And teach them the message, teach them the book. So the third one is teach. Wal hikmah. And teach them the wisdom behind it. Teach them the method. Demonstrate how is it to be done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized that the ones who do not follow this are misguided. That before this time, before the messenger had come, people were misguided. Think about this in terms of what is it that we need to do. The reason I'm saying this is because this whole 2 days of being here is on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, this is hidayah min Allah, inshallah. Because the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something to be studied, not merely to be read. May Allah protect us, we don't even read. Even if we were reading, we would still not be doing justice to the seerah as we should be doing justice. Even if we were reading it. But may Allah protect us, we don't even read. For most of us, the only seerah we know is what we read in maybe Asbabun Nuzul or what we read in Ahadith. Beyond this, we don't know. And even if we read, then we know stories. The seerah needs to be studied. And the reason it needs to be studied is because of this. Yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikmah. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this very clear. So what must we do? The Nabi has been told, inform them, prepare them, teach them, and show them. Inform, prepare, teach, show. Four words. So what must we do as the audience of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? First word is inform. So what must we do? Listen very carefully. Number two, he said teach. So what must we do? Learn. And learning is an active process. Learning is not simply sitting and listening. That's not learning, that's listening. Learning is an active process. Learning is clarifying our doubts. Learning is thinking, it is reflecting. So second word is learn, for us. Third word, Second word is prepare. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told to prepare, so therefore we must prepare ourselves. Second word is not learn, it's to prepare ourselves. Yuzakkihim, and specifically purification. So we need to purify ourselves internally, externally, and internally. Third word is learn. Teach and learn. And fourth word is, the Nabi was asked to do what?
Show.
So therefore, what must we do? Practice. Practice. And then, if we do this, inshallah, musta'an, then we are among the people who will be guided. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, the best example for you is the example of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whom? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Think about this. Whenever I read this ayat, I always ask myself this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the shaykh for his recitation and the surahs that he recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he mentioned the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in terms which are very frightening. Very frightening terms. Madukkati al-ardu dakkan dakka. And so on and so on. The surah which you recited. Then how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Yarjullaha wal yawm al-akhirah? One who looks forward to the day of judgment. The one who looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yarjullah. So on the one hand, you describe a situation which is so horrific and so frightening and terrifying. And yet you are saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. The way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the best guide for the one who looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who looks forward to the day of judgment. Who will look forward to something? Somebody who expects good, right? You only look forward to something which you love to. Whenever I come to South Africa, I look forward to South Africa because I love this country. It's such a beautiful place. I've got so many wonderful friends, alhamdulillah. Practically everywhere I go, I have friends who are so close to me, like my own brothers and sisters. So I look forward to that. Who looks forward to a time which is full of terrifying things? Somebody who knows that he or she will be protected from that. We don't deny what Allah has said. The day of judgment is a day which is terrifying, but not for everybody. For those who follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be protected from those tests. They will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of you the shade of his arsh on a day when there is no shade except his shade. Yarjullaha wal yawmal akhirah. The one who looks forward, hopes for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يُوتِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. Allah said, follow him. Follow him. Obey him. The one who has obeyed him has obeyed Allah. جَلَّ جَلَّهُ. وَمَنْ يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He doesn't speak of his own volition. He tells you what he has been told. So do what he tells you to do. Don't argue. You don't know. Don't argue. Ask questions to clarify, no doubt. But don't argue. وَمَنْ يُطِيعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. And then the reward for those who do that. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used two words. One is the word ita'at. وَمَنْ يُوتِي الرَّسُولَ. Do what you have been told to do. You have been commanded, follow the command. And in the other ayah, Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Ittiba is a step beyond ita'at. Ittiba is a sign of love, of hubba, muhabba. Ittiba is imitation, it is emulation. It is not obedience. It is beyond obedience. It is higher than obedience. Obedience requires a hukum. Obedience requires an order, an instruction, a request. Ittiba does not come because of a request or an order. Ittiba is imitation because you love the one you are imitating. You want to look like him. You want to dress like him. You want to walk and talk like him. You want to eat the food that he eats. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu caused the life of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be quite clearly the most well-documented life and biography of anyone on the face of the planet till today. I'm not saying this statement out of akhidat for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, what I have in my heart, my Rabb knows. And that is sufficient. I'm saying this as an objective statement. And I always give these examples to people. I say to you, think of the person you love the most. Whoever it is, your mother, your father, your child, your spouse, whoever. And if I tell you, you love this person so much, say, oh, my God, I love this person. Then describe for me, what do the soles of the feet of that person look like? Eh? Ajeeb, eh? But there is a description of the soles of the feet of Muhammad or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I say, tell me, how does this person, this one you love so much, clip their nails? And if they are clipping their nails according to the sunnah, you will tell me that, but that's the sunnah. Eh? Now, I can go on at length, which I'm not going to do that, because this further reminder, I've been told 15 minutes, so. But I'm saying the point is that the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu caused it to be documented in such a detailed manner because he intended it to be followed. He intends it to be followed. And it is followed by those who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the documentation is for those who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The instructions are given. Even if you did not know what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked like, you still follow the instruction. But the one who knows the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his following and the following of the one who is just obeying in instruction, there is a level of difference. And for those who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who emulate him and who follow him because of their love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did Allah say? Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you. Allah did not say Allah will give you Jannah. Allah did not say Allah will give you success, final success in the Akhirah, this. Allah will love you. Khalas. Yuhibbukum Allah. Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, the first thing is what? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Jump. First thing. What is to come is to come. Beyond that. But the first thing is, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you for the effort you made to come here and to count these moments from the time you left your home to the time you go back and continue to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as those moments that he is pleased with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count you among those he loves, Jalla Jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who will be protected from the tests and tribulations of the Day of Judgment.
Ameen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept your dua.
Ameen.
Especially as you are travelers, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the dua of the travelers. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the dua of those who are muqeem, who are not travelers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as, to give you what you ask, and then to give you more from His generosity and grace.
Ameen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you, and to protect your families, and to protect your people, and protect your country.
Ameen.
From every test, and every tribulation, and every threat that Allah knows that it faces, and it is likely to face. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of hidayah, to open the doors of rizq for you.
Ameen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from your from His treasures to which there is no end. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from His treasures to which there is no end. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of the faizan of His ilm for you when you are, especially for the imams and the khatibs and the asatiza of the madaris who are here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire you to say words which He wants to hear.
Amen.
And words which reach the hearts of people.
Amen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you say things that you did not even realize that you knew.
Amen.
Because He wants you to say them and He wants to hear you say them.
Amen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you the means of guidance for all those you speak to, for all those who listen to you even when you are not speaking, because they listen to you on various media. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who look at you, who you look at. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who are in your company and whose company you are in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who follow you, because you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you the foremost among the muttabi'een and the followers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with His noor and to fill your hearts with the muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to bring the noor of the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of your life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.